David's great work for the kingdom of God paved the way for the peaceful rule of Solomon, his son. David's reign was one of war, defeating the enemies of Israel, establishing the nation, extending its boundaries, and giving it centralized leadership. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a look at the book of 1 Kings. Solomon's reign was one of peace, prosperity, and prominence. All that came to an end when he turned from a life of obedience to God, and those days would never return. The kingdom was again divided, as it was for 7 years following the reign of Saul. It was never again to be united. This tragic event immediately follows the death of Solomon and forms the second section of that book. It is in this stage of the nation's history that the great prophets appear. All the achievements of Solomon must be viewed in the light of what David had made possible. Just as the work of Samuel paved the way for the kingdom that was built up by David, so David laid the foundation for the outstanding accomplishments of his son. In the beginning of his reign, God asked him to choose the thing he most desired. Length of life, riches, and honor were all ignored, and he asked for wisdom from God, which would enable him to perform the great task the Lord had given him. It is a remarkable thing for a young man of 18 or 20 years old to do so. He began his reign with a devotion to God and deep sense of need toward the responsibilities and opportunities that lay before him. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I might discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people? And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked these things. God answered his prayer, and God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much and largest of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the east country and all the wisdom of Egypt. The wealth of the nation increased enormously, so that silver became as stones in Jerusalem. Solomon was a builder as well as an organizer. He built great buildings and public works. It is not strange that this remarkable man attracted wide attention. His spreading fame brought to his court the kings of other nations to see the splendors he had created and to learn from him. However, the man who prayed so sincerely and who built the temple and at its dedication offered one of the most remarkable prayers of the Bible was soon to forget him, dishonor him, and be led away by his sinful impulses. In the site of the great temple on Mount Moriah, he built shrines for the worship of idols. Time and again, Moses had warned against mingling with pagan nations and marrying pagan wives. There is no greater offender in this than Solomon. He began by marrying the daughter of Pharaoh. David sinned and suffered for it, but when Solomon turned away, God brought a heavy judgment. His life ended in the clouds of the gathering storm of the breaking up of his kingdom. The building of the temple was the great work of Solomon's life. The spot was the threshing floor of Araunah, and the place where Abraham, centuries before, had offered Isaac. Years later, the Son of God offered himself as a lamb, without blemish and without spot. In the words of John the Baptist, "Behold the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sin of the world."